I don't know if you've ever flown on an aeroplane. I used to have to do it quite a bit with my job, but if you do, you'll remember. Oh, I'm going backwards. What's happening here? There we go. Do you remember this, the lady who does this stuff? So if you've ever flown on an aeroplane, you end up with the safety instructions, don't you? So the exits are here and here and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if your plane's going to crash, you need to kind of jump off this side, not that side, or whatever it might be, you know, slide down the slopes. But I tell you, the thing that I always remember about the aeroplane safety announcements is the thing about the oxygen masks. Because it's a very kind of specific announcement, isn't it? So when the oxygen masks drop out of the roof, when there's an emergency, what are you told to do? You're told to put your mask on first before you then help others. Have you heard that? You remember that? I'm not making that up, am I? No, it's true. So that's the point. You're meant to put yours. Now, I always thought, you know, kind of being the kind of macho male that I was at 20 years old, I thought, well, that's not very heroic, is it? You know, I'll serve myself. You've got supper and you can suck oxygen, you know, well, no oxygen, and I'm going to put on my mask. But actually, I realised that it's a really important command. Because if I'm connected to an oxygen supply myself, then I'm actually more able and more equipped and in a better position to help others. I need to be connected, my mask first, so that I'm in a better position to help others. That's what the command, this announcement about oxygen masks, is all about. Now, in many ways, if you can get that picture in your head of your mask first, before you then help others to put their masks on, I think we begin to understand something of what the Lord Jesus is saying to us, particularly in verse 16 and 17. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. You see, last week, if you were with us, and I'll fill you in a bit if you weren't, but last week we saw the importance of putting on your own mask first. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about an oxygen mask, but I'm talking about putting on the mask of the gospel for yourself to breathe gospel air. You know, the Lord Jesus last week described to us that the preaching of the word, so when we come on a Sunday and the Bible is opened and preached to us, and when we open the Bible for ourselves in the week, or when someone speaks scripture to us, what is happening is that the Lord Jesus is scattering the seeds of his gospel, the message of his cross and his resurrection, in the direction of our hearts. And as those are scattered, how we listen matters. What happens to that seed as it hits your heart depends a lot on how you hear personally. See, look at verse 18. Let me put it up here. How we listen matters. Consider carefully how you listen. That's Jesus' instruction to people who hear his words. You see, it matters how we hear for our own salvation. It matters how we hear for our own growth in the Christian life. We are meant to hear with verse 15 type ears. Look at verse 15. The seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and a good heart. Now, we said that doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but that's the desire to hear, the desire to learn what's right. We're to listen with ears that retain what we hear, that cling on to it, that put our faith in it. We're to listen with ears that persevere, that say, I'm going to stick with this through trials, through life's worries and joys. As we put on our gospel masks, that's what it means to put on your gospel mask, to listen with that type of ear. As we put on our gospel masks in the way we listen on a Sunday, actually, we're then in the better position to start helping others to put on a gospel mask as well. To breathe gospel air, to breathe the air of Jesus and his cross and his resurrection and be safe. That's what this verse is 16 and 17 are all about. This light shining, not hidden, but shining. So you may not realize this as you come to church, but the way that you listen to God's word deeply affects you personally. You get that bit, maybe. But what you may not understand is that the way you listen has a deep impact on others as well. That's what we're going to think about this morning. Crop growing disciples given the gospel by Jesus. That's what's happened to us. We have been given this message of Jesus Christ, Him crucified. Those of us wearing oxygen masks are meant to help others to put their gospel masks on too. And so just for a moment, before we look at these verses, let me just weigh that. Think about this for a second. How you listen on a Sunday affects your family. How you listen this morning affects the people you work with if you have a job. Kids, do you know what? How you listen on a Sunday can have a big impact or not on the way that you deal with your school friends this week. How we listen affects friends, our children. It affects all those around us. How we listen, Jesus wants us to understand, really matters. Not just for ourselves, but for others too. And so this morning, if you are a disciple, if you are someone who says, yeah, I'm wearing the oxygen mask, I'm desperate to learn from Jesus, it's a gift from Him, this gospel, and I want to learn. If that is you this morning, then can I say that Jesus has three things to say to us this morning? And the first is this. He says, you are a lit lamp. I know there's a bit of a tongue twister, but that is what he says. You, believer, listening with faith, are a lit lamp. Have a look at verse 16. No one lights a lamp and hides it under a clay jar or puts it under a bed. No one lights a lamp. Jesus, in the middle of this story about farming, he switches from seeds and soil to a light and a lamp. It's the same story. It's the same thing he's talking about. He just changes the picture. You see, those in verse 15 who hear, who are the good soil, who hear with a desire, who hear with faith, who hear with perseverance, suddenly they have been described now as a lamp that has been ignited. As a lamp that has a flame, a lamp that's now burning. That is what it means to be a faith-filled hearer. You see, if you look at these verses, you'll see that Jesus' priority back in 8 verse 1, what was it to do? Was to go around preaching the gospel, the good news message of the kingdom of God, the message that by faith in Jesus we become part of His people. It is that message that He then gives to His people and puts in His people, which means that we're like a lamp burning with this gospel, burning with this message. We are a lit lamp if you are a follower this morning. Look at verse 10. He said to His disciples, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you. That's this idea that Jesus stands at the center of God's plans for the salvation of men and women. That has been given to them. And these disciples then become lit lamps. See, think about it. I don't know if you've got a candle at home, but a candle doesn't light itself. A candle has to be lit from outside. And believer in the Lord Jesus this morning, you are like a candle that has been lit from the outside. Why? Because the Lord Jesus has given you the gospel. It's a message that saved you. It's a message that by His grace you have believed, but you have been lit from the outside. You've been lit by Jesus. This gospel has been put into you for your salvation. See, Jesus in Luke's gospel describes Himself as light. In Luke chapter 2, it says that He is a light for revelation to the Gentiles. That's us, by the way. Gentiles are non-Jewish people. He describes later the fact that those who believe Him are sons of light. That's how He describes those who believe His message. So Jesus is the light. He's like the whopper candle that is lit and shines brightly. But out of this whopper candle, he lights lamps. He lights people with the same gospel message that He came with a priority to preach. You see, if you're a follower of Jesus here this morning, then you are a lit lamp. You may not think of yourself like that, but you are. You have been lit by Jesus with the gospel. You have been given a gospel message of light and of life. You've been given the message of Jesus Christ crucified to save sinners and of the resurrection. You are a receiver of God's word. And can I tell you that you're not just a lit lamp because of the words that you now have, but you're a lit lamp because of the behavior that you now have. The gospel transforms people. You embody the gospel Because not just of your words that has been entrusted to you, but because of the behaviour that follows as you believe the gospel. This message that Jesus gives us is life transforming. The gospel has been given to you, to me, as we listen carefully to Jesus. You are a lit lamp. And I want to tell you this morning that that is not an optional extra. So some of you may be thinking, oh, that's not really my job. I'm a believer, but that's not my job to be a lit lamp. Yes, it is. If you have believed the gospel, you are a lit lamp. Because Jesus has given you the gospel. He's given you the flame of the gospel, and it is embodied in you, in your what you know because of the words you've heard, and because of the behaviour that has transformed you, or the gospel that's transformed you. See, when by his grace he saves you, that is what you become. Now, is that how you see yourself this morning? Do you see yourself as a lamp lit by Jesus? A lamp that is walking around, as it were, in a world of darkness, given the gospel. See, that is what Jesus says. It is entrusted to you, the good news message of Jesus. Out of all the people, I mean, how many of us are in here? I don't know, maybe 50, 60 maybe? Out of 60 people in this pocket of Edmonton this morning, and there are others as well, I recognise that, but there is a lamp lit in you. It is the lamp of the gospel as Jesus has given it to you. And that lamp being lit has a purpose. So first of all, Jesus says to us this morning, you are a lit lamp because you have the gospel. Is that how you see yourself? But he says to you, you are meant to shine, not hide the gospel. You are meant to shine and not hide the gospel. Have a look with me at verse 16 once more. No one lights a lamp. So here is Jesus. He's lit a lamp in you. But no one hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. Now, boys and girls, might seem a simple question, but if you light a candle in your house, why do you light it generally? Or if you turn on a light bulb, why do you do it? To make light. Because you're in the dark and you want to be able to see, right? That's why you light a lamp. You don't just say, oh, that's pretty, although some people put candles on for that reason. But generally, you light a lamp because you want to be able to see. Now, why do you think then the Lord Jesus lights lamps of the gospel in our worlds? Why do you think he does that? Boys and girls, why do you think he does that? So that the gospel shines from them. Just as you light a lamp in a house to shine light, so too the Lord Jesus lights lamps by putting the gospel in people so that it will shine and bring light to others. He puts it in people so that other people can hear the good news of Jesus and be saved. And then they too can become lit lamps. You see what Jesus is doing? That is his purpose in lighting lamps in the world. See, look at verse 17. Here's the explanation. We know it's an explanation because of the first word, for. He's describing this image. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed. And there is nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Now, I need to be up front this morning and say that these are words of Jesus that lots of people are divided about what he's talking about. But I want to put it out there and I say, I think, and I'm pretty sure he's talking about the very same thing he's been talking about in verse 10. When he says, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you. He's talking about the fact that to first, this group of disciples, he has given the secrets of the kingdom that up to this point were not yet known. And he says these secrets, these message about Jesus is now meant to be disclosed. It is now meant to be brought out into the open. This thing that they were told privately by Jesus is meant to be ignited and spread around the world. These lamps are meant to travel and shine their light everywhere. That's what I think he's talking about. And it fits with what he's saying here. And it fits, doesn't it, with what happened. The disciples who heard these things from Jesus as they went to him are the ones who then went around the world and shared this message of Jesus with those who would hear to shine the light of the gospel. And in fact, if that's not true, then why are we sitting here today? Why do we have the word of God? We only have it because what was said in secret, what was hidden, has now been disclosed. It's been made known to people like us so that we can know about the Lord Jesus. And if you sit here this morning as a lit lamp, believing the gospel, do you want to know something this morning? Jesus' purpose in lighting you as a gospel lamp is that you might shine your light on others. That you might help others, as it were, to put their oxygen masks on. So you see verse 16? Verse 16, as people come in, they can see its light. They can hear it in your words. They can see it in your behaviour. We live in a world, don't we, that is wandering around in darkness. That's how Luke describes it. We live in a world that is in the darkness of rebellion against God. We live in a world that is in the darkness of wickedness of one man to another. We live in a world that is the darkness of the shadow of death, Luke tells us, looming over us. It's always there. It's always kind of looming large. We try and ignore it, but it casts its shadow over us. And we live in darkness, but friends, we have a light lit in us that can dispel that darkness. A light that takes away the fear of death. A light that forgives the sin of ourselves and puts us in a right relationship with God. And that is the light that has been lit in us if you are a believer, and a light that can save lost people. And so let me ask you this morning, are you shining the light of the gospel into the lives of those around you? Take an honest look for a moment. Are you shining that light? If you're a believer this morning, that's God's purpose for you in lighting this lamp in you. The gospel given to us is intended to be given to others. You see, the danger is we hide it, don't we? Put it under a bed, put it in a bowl, like he says in this story, verse 16. Is there a temptation that you sit here this morning, you say, well, my faith's a private thing, it's between me and Jesus, I just keep it to myself? Is there a danger that you only talk about Jesus on a Sunday when you come to church, and actually his name's not really on your lips when you get out there on a Monday to a Friday? When we have the chance to speak up about Jesus, do we often just say, oh, I'll keep that hidden, you know, that'll get me into trouble in the workplace? Or I'll get into trouble if I say something. Or they might be angry with me for saying something about, you know, judgment or something, and I'll be in big trouble. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's embarrassment. Are you hiding what Jesus has given to you? He has entrusted you with a light, the gospel. Are you hiding it under a bed? No one lights a lamp for that reason. That's not why Jesus gave it to you. He gave it to you so that it would be put on a stand and it would shine to people. And you might be sitting there thinking, oh, you know, I'm not a preacher, I can't explain. No, that doesn't matter. We can all talk about Jesus. We can all say, well, I know that he's changed my life. I know that what he did on the cross means I'm forgiven. See, that's what he's talking about. It's not some kind of bar too high for us to reach. All of us are lit lamps. Whether you can, you know, explain the gospel really clearly or not, we are lit lamps. And the gospel, if you believe it, will be changing you. And so you're a lit lamp. Your behavior will be different. I don't know if you remember an old Sunday school hymn, perhaps if you've been hanging around church for a while. It was This Little Light of Mine. Do you know that one? I'm going to let it shine. Do you remember that song? Actually, it's not a brilliant song, but the sentiment is brilliant. It's absolutely bang on. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's what we used to sing as kids. And that's what Jesus is telling you to do. It's not your light. It's Jesus' light. It's his gospel, and he has given it to you. And this little light of Jesus's, are you going to let it shine? That's the song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's how it goes, isn't it? And that's what we should be doing. Because that's why Jesus is giving it to us. And so are you letting the light of the gospel shine from you? Or are you putting it under a bowl, under the bed? Those of you who work, what about in the staff room? How's your light shining in the staff room? What about for those of you who have public-facing jobs, maybe where you're talking to customers or to clients, how's your light shining in that circumstances? For those of you who've got kind of awkward people that you have to deal with in your work situations, how's your light shining in those circumstances? Parents, been thinking about this a lot this week in my own life. Parents, how are we doing at shining the light of the gospel into the lives of our kids? It's very easy, isn't it, for my Christian life, my walk with Jesus, to be something I put under a bowl at home. You know, this is something I do and I need my time to do this. But actually it should be on display. It should be shining this light into the lives of my children. Are you doing that with your kids if you have them? Have you ever told your wider family that you're a believer in the Lord Jesus? Some of us can go for years without even telling anyone that we've put our trust in Jesus. If you're perhaps more senior, and maybe you don't work anymore, or you have more time on your hands at the moment, how are you using your time to shine the light of the gospel? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. How are you using your time to do that? You see, the thing is, in the parable of the sower, you know, there's a very easy argument. Oh, I don't want to share the gospel because lots of people won't believe it. But Jesus says, well, no, look, here's the parable of the sower. You know, one in four, perhaps, one in four types of soil will accept it. But that doesn't mean you should stop sharing it. We've got to let the light of the gospel shine. We are lit lamps, and the purpose that Jesus has lit us is that we might shine the gospel into the lives of others. We're to bring into open what has been entrusted to us. And maybe this morning, I don't know, some of you may be here, and as yet you'd say, well, I haven't put my faith in Jesus. But if that's you, then maybe you've had the experience of encountering a lit lamp. You know, someone has come to you, that they're shining this light, and you can't quite work out what it's all about, but they're shining this light in you, this message of Jesus, and they're offering you forgiveness for the things that you've done in your past. They're offering you a place in eternal life with Jesus. They're saying that there'll be no judgment for you. This is the light that's shining. Someone's coming and trying to put an oxygen mask on you, and you may be like, huh? What are they doing? But actually, let me tell you this morning, if that's you, then look carefully at verse 18. Because Jesus, just like we were thinking about last week, has a word for you. He says, consider carefully how you listen. When someone scatters the seed of that gospel, when someone shines the light of the gospel in your direction, consider carefully how you listen. Because it is that message that is shared with you is the one you believe and can save you. It's no more complicated than that. You don't have to, you know, go through great rituals. You don't have to, you know, go and climb some steps somewhere and bow down a certain number of times. It is simply to believe the message of Jesus and be saved. And even today you could do that. And actually, because you can become then a lit lamp. That's the beauty of it. You become a lit lamp who then shines that gospel to others. Shines the good news message of Jesus into the lives of others. So you with me so far? So, thing number one, you are a lit lamp. That is who you are if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus this morning. A faith-filled, persevering believer. And actually, Jesus lights that lamp because we're meant to shine it. Jesus says you must shine that light, not hide it. And so maybe we need to think carefully this morning about how we're in danger of hiding that light. But here's the third thing. You must listen carefully for the sake of others. You must listen carefully. There's lots of games that we play, particularly with our children, and we played at our youth groups in the past, where you have to listen very carefully for the sake of others. So, for example, we play charades with the kids, but we do it in a way where they have to run up and they listen to the next word, and then they have to run back to their groups and tell what it was. Now, if you ran up and you didn't listen, when you went back to draw something or to act something out, it wouldn't be very good for the rest of the team, would it? Because they'd be like, well, I wasn't listening. So you have to go back up again and listen again. Or perhaps imagine playing the game Chinese Whispers. Doesn't it matter? I mean, I know the point of the game is you're meant to change it and it becomes very funny. But Chinese Whispers, it matters how you listen, doesn't it? Because you're meant to pass on the same message. Believe it or not, kids, the point of the game is to get the same message back to the beginning. As crazy as the game may seem. But that's the point, isn't it? That how we listen affects others. And that's what Jesus is saying to us as we share the gospel with others. How we listen isn't just for ourselves. See, look at verse 18. This comes after this story about the lamp. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. It's got a double edge, this words. It's got one edge to say, you've got to listen carefully for yourself. Because if the seed of the gospel is bounced onto your heart, what you do with it, how you listen matters. But he's also saying that the way you listen really affects others. Jesus says that the same about sharing our faith. We must be those who continue to come to church with a desire to learn from Jesus. A faith to believe what he's saying. And the perseverance to stick with it. That's what we've got to come to church with. Why? Because the message that we receive is the message that we passed on to others. And very early on, while we were here as a church family, I used an illustration of being a waiter. That's all you are as a Christian. You're a waiter. You're not a cook. You're not having to cook up the gospel and deliver it to people. You're just delivering a message that's already there. And Jesus, the great waiter of the gospel, gives us the message. He gives us the food to serve up. And we come on Sundays as the word is opened and we get this food, and our job is to carry it to others. We're just waiters. That's why it matters how we hear. See, if we're not listening, if we're not retaining, if we're not learning from Jesus here, then what are we going to go out and share with people out there? We're like the kid who runs up to the charades caller out and doesn't listen. You know, we don't have the word and we just run back to the table. And I've got nothing to say to you. It matters how we hear on a Sunday for the sake of others. And look at verse 18 again. It says here that as we keep coming to Jesus, those of us who have will keep receiving. The more we have, the more we will be given. That's what the picture is. As we come on a Sunday, Jesus isn't stingy. He'll be abundant in giving us the word that we come to hear so that we are better equipped to then go and help others put on their oxygen masks. Consider carefully how you listen. There's some of us in this room who have the responsibility of teaching others the Bible. Maybe that's in our kids' work regularly. I know some of the teachers are out now. But some of us in this room teach our kids. Parents, you have a responsibility to teach your children. All of us in this room at some point may have the responsibility of passing on the message of Jesus to others. Maybe you read the Bible with someone. Let me ask you, are you listening with verse 15 type ears? A good and a noble heart desiring to hear. Are you shining this light that you've received? Not some other thing. You know, you don't walk up to someone and say, well, this is what I think about Jesus. You pass on with some certainty what Jesus has given to you. This is what Jesus is because this is who he said he is. Those of us who love to share the gospel, are we listening carefully, not just for ourselves, but for the sake of others? Are you passing on the gospel as it has been given to you, as it has been entrusted to you? How we listen matters. You see that? That's what we've been thinking about these 2 weeks. How you listen matters for your salvation. But how you listen matters for the sake of others around us, our family, our friends, our work colleagues, the school friends that we hang around with. You have to put on your own oxygen mask. Listen carefully before you can then put on other people's oxygen masks too. Being someone who shines the light of the gospel for others to see. You know, do you know what? That may be the giveaway. I think this is, I was reflecting on this a bit this week in this story. But actually, I think one of the other giveaways of what type of listener you are is whether you shine the light of the gospel into other people's lives. See, I think if we leave here and our intention is that we want others to know about Jesus too, that may be a giveaway that you're a verse 15 type hearer. Have you thought about that? So what are you doing with the gospel? What does it give away about the way that you hear? Jesus says to believers this morning, you are a lit lamp. You have been given the gospel. The secrets of the kingdom of God by grace have been given to you. He says you're supposed to shine it, not hide it. So are you shining it? Shine that light this week, friends. Let the light of Jesus shine at others around them, you. And be careful how you listen, not just for yourself, but for the sake of others. It brings a bit of a responsibility to Sunday morning, doesn't it? I guess most of us maybe come to church for mixed reasons. Most of us come with mixed things in our head. But actually, I'm sorry to bung a big weight on you, but it's what the Bible's saying. Actually, there's a big onus on coming to church and listening well. Not just for your sake, but now for the sake of others around you. Because the gospel that is given to us is the gospel we're meant to pass on. Let's bow our heads, shall we, for a few moments. Maybe just spend a couple of moments reflecting